Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Counting down on a Friday afternoon, and Fridays mean high school hoops take center stage, and not only tonight, but throughout the weekend, we have some really interesting matchups. And here to talk high school hoops with us, a man that you read every single Friday in the Chronicle-Telegram, Joel Hammond. Joel, a pleasure as always, my friend. How are you?
Andy, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to get into some of the things that showed up on my doorstep in the Chronicle-Telegram this morning. You know, the top five, something I look at every single Friday. And, boy, not a whole lot of movement. It seems like the top dogs are there to stay as we only have a few weeks left of the regular season. But just wanted to start with that, get your general assessment of this week's top five.
Yeah, I keep waiting for, you know, somebody in the county to make me change the top five. And there's not a lot of teams in the county that are making moves within their conferences. And I mean, we have five good teams, but after that, there hasn't been a whole lot of movement. So we got Lorena at the top of, our top five. They've had a really good year. We'll talk about them a little bit later on, but you know, Vermilion's had a really good year. They're unbeaten in the Sandusky Bay Conference. And then we've got Elyria. You know, Elyria's only 8-9, but I cannot justify moving Elyria because A, they play, they're a little bit down this year. They lost a lot and they play in a really tough conference. You know, they play Solon, who's probably the best team, one of the top five best teams in Northeast Ohio. They just got beat up by Medina the other night, but they came back and beat Clearview. So I can't justify moving Elyria out of three in favor of Clearview after they won the head to head. So we've got Elyria at three, Clearview at four. Clearview, of course, is having a great year, 11-0. In the Patriot Athletic Conference, they, I think, need another win or so to clinch their division. And then we've got Wellington. Wellington, they just had a big win over Buckeye, and so they're tied atop their division in the pack with the Bucks. So that's our top five again this week. No movement.
Taking a look at some of those teams who are kind of on the fringe and might have an opportunity over the next couple of weeks with some big wins combined with some other upsets, are there some teams that might be on the fringe that you're thinking about right now that could be on the cusp of breaking that bubble in the top five?
You know, Elyria Catholic, I keep waiting for them, and I saw them Tuesday night. Holy Name is, of course, a really good team in the Great Lakes Conference. And, I saw them beat up on Elyria Catholic for the second time this year. EC was dealing with some illness. Dorian Crutcher was a little under the weather, and they've got some weird stuff going on with, Phil Cookta has been sort of elevating some JV guys, and they've been playing like 10 guys. They've been like line changing, like hockey line changing. So I keep waiting for them to sort of put a run together. You know, they've got three really good players in Crutcher, Jared Logan, who I profiled last week, and we talked about last week, and Branson Taylor, who's a sophomore big man. And, I keep waiting for them to put something together, and maybe they can make a run in the tournament if they get things figured out. So they're a team that you can look at as maybe somebody who can make, cause some damage. Avon Lake has had some fits and starts. North Ridgeville has played okay. Midview maybe. But, the top five for right now is pretty solid in my eyes.
You put the spotlight this morning on two individuals and Trey Brooks and Joby File. What were some of the more fascinating things that you found in talking with both of these guys?
Yeah, Trey Brooks is a junior, part of a trio of juniors at Open Door. And, you know, talking to him and Coach Todd Wright, you know, I think Open Door has an opportunity to get better. You know, they have, talk about teams of three really good players with Brooks, Jared Bublenik, and Carter Wright, the coach's son, who's the point guard. You know, I wanted to get with Trey Brooks because he's got some really good numbers. I know Open Door plays a softer schedule, but Trey Brooks has some really good numbers. He's a really good player, really athletic. Can get up and down the floor, can elevate, can dunk at home. Reason I wanted to talk to him is he achieved something that a lot of us work on in the driveway when you're kids, and that's hitting a game-winning buzzer beater from like half court. He did that against Danbury last Friday. I saw the video. Coach Wright sent me the video. He essentially took a missed free throw that would have made it 59-56 in favor of Danbury, got it on the left block, got a pick from Carter Wright like 75 feet from the basket, which was hilarious, got a defender off him, kind of rose up at half court and banked it in to win. And, I thought it would be a fun conversation because that's something that you and I and your brothers and my brother and all of our friends growing up practiced in the driveway, and, he got to do it. So he had some great comments, and if you pick up the paper, you can read more from Trey. And you know, again, he's had a good year. I think Open Door is kind of a sleeping giant. You know, again, they play a softer schedule, and I feel like once they get to that, you know, their postseason, their district, they could potentially cause some damage. Maybe not this year. Maybe as this team gets some more experience and continues to grow, maybe next year that they can really make a run. Maybe they've got some talent. Then Joby File from Vermillion, you know, Vermillion is having a huge year. You know, they just had a great year. They've lost to Lorain and Elyria. Excuse me, and Joby File scored the 1,000th point, was the second player in the county to do that this past week. Dorian Crutcher did it for EC2, and File has had a great year. He had 21 against Oak Harbor, which was you know, Vermillion's next closest competitor in the SBC, and he is just you know, he and Mason Montgomery make the Sailors go, and they've just had a tremendous year.
We're talking high school hoops with Joel Hammond here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and I want to get into a couple of intriguing games this weekend. We'll start with the one that we've got for you here tonight on AM 930 WEOL. I'll have the call along with Gary Pelter. It's a little paction. Should be a really interesting one. You referenced Buckeye coming off that loss against Wellington just a couple of days ago. Buckeye on the road again tonight. They take on Keystone. This should be a lot of fun for me to call and a lot of fun for a lot of our listeners to tune into. And for the folks that are there, I'm sure they'll be there to create a very exciting atmosphere. But, Joel, this is a very, very fascinating matchup.
Yeah, Keystone's had a pretty good year. I think they're 6-3 in the pack. And, you know, they've got some talent. They've got a big guy. And Brody Cool, of course, and they've got really good guard play. But Buckeye, of course, is always a beast in the pack. They're 9-2. They were ahead of Wellington before the Dukes beat them up last week. So, you know, Buckeye really is looking to keep pace with Wellington. Wellington's got a really soft schedule coming up. So you can look for the Dukes to maintain their momentum. So I think, you know, Buckeye is really looking at this as a must-win to keep pace with Wellington. And Keystone's had a good year. Jeff Holzhauer always has his team ready to play. They've got really good guards, and they've got a big guy that can make an impact in the interior. So that will be a good matchup for you to call, Andy, and I'll be listening in, no doubt.
Well, a five-game winning streak that Coach Holzhauer and company will bring into that one, and they're looking to avenge a loss. They fell by 6 earlier this year to the Bucks a few weeks back, so that should be a lot of fun to watch. Well, another one that should be fun for us to call on AM 930 WEOL tomorrow, Lake Erie League matchup, Lorain taking on Garfield Heights. This should be a blast as well.
Yeah, Garfield Heights is only 7-5, but boy, you know, just like Lorain and just like some of the other top teams in the, you know, in the region, maybe outside of our county, they play just a tough schedule. They just played Kennedy Catholic, I saw, which was one of the top teams in Western Pennsylvania, and they load up their schedule just like Lorain does. So it'll be a good matchup. I think Lorain, you know, they would never tell you this, but they have two bigger matchups next week against Maple Heights. You know, Lorain beat Maple Heights. We talked about this a couple weeks back, Andy, but Lorain beat Maple Heights. I think Maple Heights had some designs on potentially, getting past Lorain in the Lake Erie League and Cleveland Heights. So they've got Maple Heights at Lorain on Tuesday, and the Mustangs will definitely be looking to avenge that loss around New Year's Day. And then, boy, that next matchup at Cleveland Heights next Friday, February 9th, I'm hoping to get that assignment because that is a matchup. I think the Tigers beat Lorain by about 10 in their first matchup, and they really just kind of used their size, and they had some good guard play that day to outlast Lorain. So this is really Lorain's last hope, I think, to hang on to at least a share of the Lake Erie League. I can't remember how many years in a row they've won it. It's got to be 3 or 4. But they're behind Cleveland Heights in the league, and they'll need to beat them if they want to probably maintain at least a share of the league crown. So, you know, certainly Lorain is not looking past Garfield Heights because that's dangerous, and that'll be a tough matchup. But they have two big, big matchups in the LEL next week with Maple Heights and Cleveland Heights.
Well, speaking of assignments, you know, before this interview began, I was all set to ask you what assignment that you've got for this weekend. And I come to find out the only assignment you have is to get your butt on a plane and get on out to Sin City, USA. You're going to be in Vegas for Super Sunday. How exciting is that?
I am. It is very exciting. I have been there a number of times for March Madness, which is awesome. You know, we go for the first weekend. It's awesome just to sit in the book and watch people. You figure out real quickly who has what and who has who, because every play matters when that spread line comes into play. And You know, Super Bowl Sunday will be a lot of fun too, because there's so many props, Andy, and we're trying to figure out exactly what props are the best bets, you know, whether it's the anthem over under or whatever. So my first time in Vegas for Super Sunday, and really looking forward to it, no doubt about it. I'll miss kind of being on the beat and being out in a high school gym, but Las Vegas will be a nice substitute, I hope.
Well, one of the hot topics on the show today, and it's kind of been a topic throughout the course of the week, we've been talking about Super Bowl parties, Super Bowl food. Is there one snack that either you've made or that you can remember that really stands out to you in all the years that you've been going to and hosting Super Bowl parties? Is there one dish or one snack or one appetizer that stands out to you?
It's got to be buffalo chicken dip, doesn't it? You know, you can eat it with pita chips. You can eat it with tortilla chips. And I don't know, maybe it's just my friend's recipe, but they've got some top-notch buffalo chicken dip. Of course, we won't get that when we're in Vegas, but we'll have to find something to substitute for it.
I'm sure you won't have any issues finding some good grub in Vegas. That probably won't be an issue at all.
No, sir.
Joel, always a pleasure, my friend. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and enjoy your weekend out in Las Vegas.
Great talking to you, Andy. We'll do it next week, all right?
Sounds good, partner. Joel Hammond joining us here talking some high school hoops. And that lucky duck, he gets to go out to Las Vegas as well. That sounds like it's going to be a heck of a weekend. Really think that would be a really cool experience. We'll have some fun with that a little bit later on in the show, but time for a quick commercial break. Matt Douglas and I will return after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.